Okay, Boker Tover, and we are continuing in the guide over here, Dilcha Sukkah. Today I want to discuss, in terms of food, which foods are A, going to be chayiv to eat in a sukkah, which foods are going to be potter, and one is allowed to eat outside the sukkah. When we say allowed to, there is a Mishnah without discussing it further that there's an Indian to eat everything in the sukkah if you can, just like all activities in the sukkah if you could eat, even drink a cup of water in the sukkah, matov manayim. But what foods are going to be chayiv in the sukkah, and what foods are going to be potter, and also the melo, which ones also, if those who make a bracha only on achila, which foods are you going to be able to make a berachas leisheva sukkah at eating those foods? Okay, so on one side of there, we know that there are foods that are going to be chayiv in eating in a sukkah, like bread, as we'll soon see. On the other side, we know that there are foods, clearly, that are potter, like the Mishnah tells us, on daf kavav, amabez, vayroch yochnan, and they drink inside. Afterwards, they said, helam lasukkah, and also the Gemara in Yuma, Ayin Tesam Abayz, says, pera lo bay sukkah. Okay, fine, so therefore we see that there are definitely foods that are potter, mina sukkah, you're allowed to eat them out. On the other side of the coin, we have in Shitas Reb Eliezer, with Shita we do not paskin like, that he holds you have to have arba asrei sudas on sukkahs, even though he's also chozerbo, okay? But we paskin like Shitas Chacham, only the first night of sukkah, you're a mamish chayiv to eat in the sukkah and have a kazayis of bread. Okay, and the Shitas Reb Eliezer, he says there's an Indian of Tashlum, he says, what mad mind is Shalim, how are you going to be, something says, b'mini targima. So even though we don't pass the Reb Eliezer, we see from the Gemara that mini targima are something that is chayiv to eat in the sukkah. And obviously the question is, what is mini targima? That's number one. And how much of this mini targima does one have to eat in order to be chayiv in a sukkah? Because we're dealing with bread. Let's start with bread. The bread, Mishnah tells the Kaf Hei Amud Aleph, this says, Ochlin Arai Chutz Sukkah. You're allowed to eat Achilas Arai Chutz Sukkah. And the Gemara asks, what's Achilas Arai? Lemaisa, according to Rashi, and this is how we paskin, that anything less than a kabetza, not a kazais, a kabetza of pas is considered Achilas Arai, that means maker to din. Even if one eats bread, but he eats less than a kabetza, he's allowed to eat that Chutz Sukkah. Okay? Even by bread, the most chomer thing that we eat, which is the most kmias, if you leave less than a kabetza, it's really potter in the sukkah, only chayiv in sukkah. And b'katzleishay b'sukkah, when one eats more than a kabetza. Okay? But, also we see that these mini targima are also going to be chayiv. But what are these mini targima? What is this mini targima? So Rashi says the mini targima are peros. Okay, our peros, which is very difficult because we saw before the Gemara Nayin Tesam Beis Maseches Yuma says pera lo boi sukkah. Okay, but nevertheless Rashi over here says mini targima is peros. The Ram Rotenberg also holds like this, and therefore according to the Ram Rotenberg and Chitas Rashi is that peros would be chayim. Now the Rush explains that they must be talking about someone who's koveya a suda on peros. His mamish having, okay, a whole fruit platter for a suda, okay, and therefore that's what their chay, what they would hold is going to be chay. Then the Rush though disagrees with Rashi, and so do most Rishonim who hold that peros are not mini targima, and therefore those are not going to be chayiv in sukkah. Even if you're koveya asuda, and then, okay, and that's what the Magen Avraham brings down, and that's how he basically paskin halacha lemaisa v'as and Shulchan Aruch, that peros do not require a sukkah, even if one is koveya, we do not paskin like Shitas Rashi. Okay, peros are acceptable to have outside of the sukkah. Okay, we still don't have what's mini targima. So let's try Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz says, mini targima are meal type foods. Basar, gvina, dogim, that's what mini targima is. And therefore, if one has those things, that's what's going to be chayiv in a sukkah. Okay? However, the tour and the Rush understand that he's talking about dafka kishikoveas atzmo. It's not talking about where you have it as a snack. Okay, you have some hors d'oeuvres or something like that. Okay, we're talking about you're gonna have a suda of steaks, hamburgers without buns, obviously. Okay, we have fish, whatever it might be. Those things are going to be chayiv mamish to eat in a sukkah. Once again, though, not everyone knowing. The Rush, after explaining Rabbeinu Peretz, is cholik on this also. And once again, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, not like this, he does not bring down Basar v'Dagim are going to be chayiv in a sukkah. We generally hold that the Shulchan Aruch paskins against the Shita of Rabbeinu Peretz. And therefore, also those would be allowed to be eaten outside the sukkah. The problem over here is, the problem that the Mishnah Berurah brings down the NFC, Katan Tezvav, in Siman Tav Reish Mem, he says over here that it's nachol nahachmer when one is koveya sudanam. It's nachol nahachmer for Shitas Rabbeinu Peretz when someone's koveya suda on these things, meat, fish, and cheese, then one is going to be chai, which really brings a big damper on those who want to go to, I don't know, Great America, okay, Six Flags, during Cholam Night Sukkahs, because what does everyone do? Everyone packs up a big lunch basket of eggs, and, I don't know, cheese, and all these things where they basically have a suda, but they leave out any Mizonos products and Amotzi products, and they feel good, because they don't have, that's really potter minas sukkah. So really, they could have done the right. They have what to rely on, but according to the Mishnah Berurah, this is not the best thing to be doing. This is nachal ha'achmer, the one is not supposed to be really having these things outside of the sukkah. So I don't know, you could buy one of those portable blow-up sukkahs, maybe they'll let you into Six Flags, but then you could eat any of those things that one wants to be machmer for the Mishnah Berurah. Vadia says this is mamish chumra ba'alma, and one does not have to worry about this, and therefore it's starting to even have more room to be mako, and in Chazon Avadi Yeshiva Sukkah, Har Olam Mebeis, he said, okay, but on the other side, Rabbi Yashav was extremely machmer, he says, well, mamish is chayiv in the sukkah, and he was very much not into it. I recommend it. One could be machmer, one should try and be machmer, not to have these things outside. The one is kovei asuda. Okay, if you took a little bit of a snack, there was whatever it might be, some fish or a slice of cheese for a snack to hold you over, that really, according to the Kiman, everyone is going to be pater mina sukkah. It's good, there's an Indian to eat everything in the sukkah, but one would be maker than pater mina sukkah. So, if it's not fish, if it's not peros, and if it's not meat, what are these meaning targima then? Okay, we still have not defined what are these meaning targima in order to know what is going to be chayiv. Therefore, we have the Shita of the Rush. The Rush disagreed with Rashi, he disagreed with Rabbeinu Peretz, and finally, the Rush tells us that it's meaning mizonos. It's mizonos. That's what referring to meaning targima, and that is what is going to be chayiv. So the Rush, the Torah passing is like this, and also, the Shulchan Aruch, who didn't pass him like Rashi, he didn't pass him like Rabbeinu Peretz. So obviously, the Shulchan Aruch is going to have to pass him like the Rush, going to have to pass him like someone. He passes him like the Rush. He says, "V'tashel asui mechamish zaminim, a cooked dish that's made on mechamish zamin dagon." Okay, in koveya love choshev keva b'tzarech sukkah. Once again, the Shulchan Aruch is passing like the Shita of the Rush. That is only when you're koveya suda on it. Once again, okay, you're having lasagna for lunch. You're having macaroni and cheese for lunch. You're having ravioli, whatever it might be. You're having pasta for a meal. You're koveya suda love. That is mamish going to be chayiv in a sukkah. Okay? That's it. That's Masha Fulash in the Shulchan Aruch. He mamish need kviyasut suda. The Bikur Yaakov also writes this is the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch only if you're koveya suda love. However, the Magen Avram over here, it's the Katan Vav, he says on that, the koveya suda, it doesn't mean mamish is suda. It means the same thing we saw by bread. It means a kabeitza. A kabeitza. Once you're having kabeitza of lasagna. Once you're having kabeitza of mizonos dishes, those things are going to be chayef. Okay? Those things are going to be chayef. Lamaisa, the Shulchan Mitzvah and Mishnah Berurah, paskins the chumra both ways. He says in terms of chayef of eating in a sukkah, your mamish chayef, when you're going to have a kabeitza of mizonos. You're going to have a kabeitza of mizonos, for sure you're going to be chayef in a sukkah. In terms of making a birkas leishe basukka on an echilas keva, no, that we're only going to make a birkas leishe basukka on if you're having a mamish suda over here. Okay, mamish suda over here. That's what the Mishnah Berurah, paskins over here. Okay, fine. So, that's by regular mizonos, cooked dishes like pasta, like even using the pasta examples, lasagnas and raviolis and things like this. What though about pasta babakisnin? Okay, those understand the secret of pasta babakisnin. All baked mizonos products. The rough translation. Cakes, cookies, rugelach, okay, pies, things like this that are pasta babakisnin. So that is a big machlokas in of itself. How do we treat pasta babakisnin like this? Do we say these are like any other mizonos products and therefore whatever the laws over there? Or do we say these are more doma to pasta? If those who learn Pasuk B'Kissin, you'll understand. Rabbi Kiva Hager writes that Pasuk B'Kissin really is pas midaraisa. It's bread midaraisa for a reason. We don't make hamotzi unless you're koveya suda alayhem. For sure, if you're koveya suda alayhem, they're going to be treated mamish like bread. Okay, if you're going to have a whole Brooklyn bakery cake. Okay, so you're going to have koveya suda on it. You have to wash. You have to bench. And obviously, you're chayin suka. You can make a berakas leishiva suka. It's a piece of bread. Okay, without getting out, pizza is always going to be considered bread. We don't want to talk about that right now. So what do we see about pasuk hisin? So once again, we're going to treat it more machmir even than mizonos. Some would say if you're going to have a mizonos, they said Mr. Burbank's not minan gaolam. If you're just going to have some like a Danish and a coffee for the morning, that's mamish like it could be a zuda, and therefore you could even make a leishay basukah for those who make only leishay on a chila. That would be good enough. Your minhag olam is to make a birkas leishay basukah, even just pasul kissing. For sure, if you have more than kabeches, for sure you're going to be chayiv in the sukkah. And the minhag olam is that you could be relying on this even for birkas leishay basukah. Better to have try to be koveya suda, and if you just have those pasa babakis. And the last thing is, what about drinking? It's clear from that Mishnah, we know vaday water is pater minasuk. Okay, water, and for that matter, most beverages, the chora, are going to be pater minasuk. The problem is, the Gemara, that kavchesam and aleph, tells us, Tan Rabbanan, the same price that we started with these halachas with. Tan Rabbanan kol zayin yamin osa adam sukkas lekev beis arai. And then it starts giving the examples of what you do in a sukkah. He says, ochel v'shose umitayel b'sukkah. He says, ochel v'shose. So if water is going to be potter min a sukkah, so l'chora, what's going on over here? What is this that the price is telling you that you have to do in the sukkah? Okay, what's this talking about? So obviously, probably your first jerk reaction is what, David? Anyone? Yayin, good. What about wine? Maybe wine, that's water. Wine is something you would have to drink in a sukkah. The problem is, that also is mashma, that is not. The girl brings down the Gemara and brachos is dilok by inchi sudas alo yayin. People that come in a sudan yayin. Therefore, it's not something that lechora is going to be chayiv in a sukkah. So what are you going to do with this brisa? So there's two ways of answering this brisa. One is, when we say one is generally not koveya suda on yayin, but if one would be koveya on wine, not a suda, it means he sits around with a bottle of wine with some friends and they drink some wine, that would be chayiv in a suda because that's more of a kvias of drinking. However, very, very beautiful, comes a Shaar Tzion and he brings us a different mahalach and Baruch Hashem, I found it afterwards. It's a Me'iri Beferish. The Me'iri says it's Beferish. When do we say shtia is not chayiv in sukkah? If you go downstairs, you get a cup of Coke from the refrigerator. You get a cup of water from the refrigerator. You get a cup of water, even wine. That's not going to be chayiv when you're having it by itself. But if people don't know this halacha, people do not know this halacha, we'll end with this. If someone drinks in a suda meal, you pour yourself a cup of water amongst having a bari, a hamburger, okay? You washed, you made birkas leishay basukah, you're eating the sukkah, and now you want a cup of water, a cup of Coke, a cup of whatever you might be drinking right now, it is usur to drink that out of the sukkah. The fact that you're having it in the context of a suda, it becomes part of the suda, and everything you have in the suda is going to be chayah. So when it says, ochel v'shoseh, it's talking about a shtia b'toch achila. That's what's going to be chayiv. That's one of the terutzim of the Me'iri to explain over here. The Shaar Tzion was mechavin to this over here. And therefore, lach lamaisa, I believe Rav Avadia also brings this down in Chazon Avadia, even for Sardim also, that when we say that one wants to drink a cup of water, he's totally allowed to drink that outside of the sukkah, a cup of Coke. You're not chayiv to drink in the sukkah. That's only when you're having it and in amongst of itself. But if you're having it amongst a suda, you're having a suda and now you're also drinking in the suda, you can't take your cup outside the sukkah and drinking. People don't do this. People are nishal in this. Ad kan for today.